Red Rose Audiobooks presents the unabridged recording of Dino Hunters, Discovery in the Desert, written by Peter Lavelle, illustrated by Ken Rainey, narrated by Julie Lancelot. Chapter 1, April 1925. Havasupai Canyon, Arizona. Josh pointed his dad's black camera and looked through the foggy window at evidence that would make him famous.
Josh Hunter, 13-year-old dinosaur hunter,
the headlines would declare. Most people loved reading about archaeology in the newspapers as much as he did. Josh lined up the shot, pointing the camera at the hot Arizona canyon floor, where a recent rainstorm had swept away the gravel. Click. He pushed his wide-brimmed hat off his forehead and wound the camera's dial, a metal circle atop the German-made device, and snapped another picture. Click. He took a step back, into the shade of the cave's entrance. The long but narrow canyon seemed to trap the heat, and the short willows that grew near the stream down the center offered the only other shade. The dinosaur tracks led from the stream to the cave. Now, what would archaeologists want to see? What had Dad taught him? Josh had been so excited when his parents let him borrow the camera, he had forgotten his lessons. And he rarely forgot anything. Ever. Mom and Dad were camped nearby. Should he get them? Nah. Right. A close-up of the tracks. Click. He wound the dial again. He heard footsteps and didn't have to look up to recognize their rhythm. Abby, his 11-year-old sister, was marching toward him.
Attaboy, Josh!
Abby grabbed his arm. Click.
Abby, stop it. You just made me take a picture of your face.
Look, Josh! The dinosaur tracks have human tracks right beside them.
Abby jumped up and down, flapping her arms like a duck, which would have been strange anywhere, but looked really odd in the middle of the desert.
You know what that means, right?
Another image appeared in Josh's mind, an encyclopedia entry this time, the one that said humans and dinosaurs didn't coexist in the same time period.
Yeah, Abby, I know. He wound.